Man cannot bury the infinite under the finite. Man cannot bury the infinite under the finite. How often we try to do that. How often we try to bury the infinite under the finite. We try to say that the allness, the isness, the grandness, the universality of all does not exist. We try to say that what is truth does not stand forth. We try to say all these things, and because we try to say these things, we limit ourselves. We limit ourselves so greatly and so completely and so wonderfully. How many times have you said, all is in divine order, and then you try to figure out what it means for all to be in divine order? What does it mean for us to live in an orderly, wonderful universe? Well, all you have to do is look around. All you have to do is look around and see all of the wonderful things that are going on in this wonderful world of ours. And when you look around and you see the wonderful things that are going on in this wonderful world of ours, you begin to realize that they could not possibly be the finite. They could not possibly be the finite at all. And the reason they could not is that they're too complex. We've been watching some wonderful documentaries on mammals, and the author, the creator of the script, tells about all the magical ways that different types of creatures live and how they change their living style to fit in with the changing universe about them. And when the universe is changing and the universe is having a global warming, or they're having all the other conditions that are causing life to be just a little bit more difficult, they change to fit in with it. They adjust themselves. They adjust their bodies. Now, how can they do that? Their body is designed in one particular beautiful way, to be one particular beautiful way. And as it is designed that way, you'd think that surely it can't change. But they do. They adjust themselves to fit in with what is available for them in some most miraculous ways. Man cannot bury the infinite under the finite. We try to say that we're limited. Well, when we create a physical body in a universe, and then the universe is constantly changing, and the body changes to fit in with the universe. Man at one time had hair all over his body. Man at one time was keeping himself warm by using the hair on his body. Now he has homes, and he has furnaces, and he has air conditioners, and he has all sorts of things that he has created to take care of his needs. Whenever man has a finite need, the infinite is always there to take care of it. The infinite is always there to reveal it, to bring it forth into its wonderful, magical way. And as the infinite does this, as the infinite brings these things forth into man's usefulness, man is just takes it for granted. Naturally, that's the way it would be. And of course, it is naturally the way it should be. Because this is how the divine works. This is how the wisdom in all beings work. This is how the creativity of life works. All things flow forth beautifully and wonderfully from the infinite to fulfill the joys and the desires that the finite may have. We don't realize that we are wonderfully made until we start looking at ourselves and see just how wonderfully made we are. We are so beautifully made, so fabulously made, so joyously made. Because when you consider the cells of our body and how they function, when you consider the bloodstream, you consider the nervous system, you consider the muscular system, you consider all of these things and how they work, and how they work under very difficult circumstances. And when things get too hot, man knows how to cool himself off. the infinite in him has an infinite pattern. Now, if we were always and only to say all is in divine order, if we were always and only to say we live from our infinite awareness, we live from our infinite reality, we are the infinite. If we were to be aware of this, and we aren't, but if we were to be aware of it, we would proclaim that every moment of our life. Because whatever we do proclaim every moment of our life, this is what we experience. And sometimes when we proclaim too small things in our world, then we don't receive all of the true benefits that's there. We don't need to have a car to take us somewhere. We can mentally take ourselves there, and we do all the time. We don't need food for our body because our body is made up of atoms, and the atoms are self-sustaining. They live forever. They are neither created nor destroyed. They just exist, and they are the essence. They are the value. We don't really need the food, but we choose to use it because we find it a charming way to live. We don't need air to breathe, but we choose to breathe it because we think that's what we want to do. In the infinite, all works harmoniously and beautifully and wonderfully. And the sooner that we can turn our attention to the infinite, the sooner we can turn our attention to the allness and to the oneness, then these things take place in our life. Now, are you ready for having these things taking place in your life? Are you ready for living your life in such a fabulous, wonderful, beautiful way that every desire of your life is fulfilled now? Are you ready? If you're ready, then it's ready for you. And I say, you're ready. And I say, it's ready for you. Man cannot bury the infinite under the finite. We try. We try, and we think that the infinite is not our reality. We think the finite is our reality, because that we can so readily see. But if we could look with our inner vision, with our inner eyes, with our inner awareness, when our consciousness can really tune in to the divine in each of us, we would find all of life fulfilling, rewarding, uplifting, all of life to be the most exciting adventure that we could ever dream for ourselves. Today, let's put that cause in motion for ourselves. Today, let's put that direction in motion for ourselves. Today, let's proclaim to ourselves that this is who and what we are. This is why we are so wonderful, because the infinite can never be buried under the finite. Because the finite will always at some point open its eyes and say, oh, that's how it works. Oh, that's what's going on. Oh, how wonderful. And as the finite does that, it tunes into its infinite reality. As the finite does that, it tunes into recognizing that all is in divine order. And the divine pattern is always there, perfect in every way. The divine pattern is always there, revealing itself completely, fully, wonderfully, dynamically, in such a way that it could never be any other way. And this is how life is. This is how life is for each of us, the divine pattern for each of us. We can and do fulfill ourselves in these marvelous, wonderful ways. And as we fulfill ourselves in these marvelous, wonderful ways, everything in our life comes up roses. Proclaim with me today, all is in divine order. Say it a million zillion times. Say it again and again. And watch how all of those little problems that seem to be in our world disappear. All of those conditions in our world disappear. They no longer are anything for us. For we are that beauty. We are that loveliness. We are that grandness. We are that allness now. Man cannot bury the infinite under the finite. I love you. I love you. I love you.